Hello and welcome to SearchDataManagement.com. I'm Jeff Kelly, news editor. The retail business is not for the faint of heart. With thin profit margins, retaining profitable customers and managing a lean inventory operation can mean the difference between success and failure. Business intelligence software, says Jill Deshaies, can help retail organizations accomplish both of those goals. But, Deshaies said, the retail business has some unique characteristics that must be taken into account if BI projects are to be successful. Today, we're lucky enough to speak with Deshaies, a consultant with Baseline Consultants, to get her advice to retail organizations looking to improve or even start a BI initiative. So, Jill, can you typify the retailing industry when it comes to business intelligence? I mean, where is retailing versus other industries at this point?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Jeff. If you go back to the early days of BI, retailers were really the early adopters. You know, my partner Evan worked, you know, at Walmart, which is now famous for its BI and its data warehouse program, you know, and at Kmart and at Sears and some of the big general merchandise retailers. And, you know, at these companies, there were people in merchandising and marketing who had visions of what they could do with sales data from their POS system. So at first it was all about the products they were selling, and then it became about which products were selling in which stores. So it started out as pretty basic BI stuff. But two things happened in retail, actually in advance of a lot of other industries, that really pushed the envelope when it came to BI. And one was that the data volumes got out of hand really quickly. And the large retailers found themselves dealing with terabytes of data, which back then was absolutely unheard of. And the other thing that happened was that some savvy merchandisers started to imagine what they could do if they could tie customer data to sales and inventory data. And that begat what I call the diapers and beer era, where some of the big retailers started deploying advanced analytics to look at things like customer purchase behavior. So there was really an evolution of BI in retail, and it happened a lot earlier than with some of the other industries. So I would say overall, retailing is actually further ahead right now.
Well, I know your company Baseline does a lot of work in the retail sector. So I guess, why are retailers engaging you these days? What are some of their top of mind issues you're hearing?
Well, yeah, there's a lot going on right now in BI and in BI and retailing, but despite all the noise, there are really two key objectives in retail that really don't change that much. One is retaining customers, and the other is managing inventory levels. And a lot of retailers are actually obsessed with promotions as a way, you know, ads in magazines and in newspapers and you know, TV, as a way to address inventory levels, because as we all know so painfully well, the economy has been very difficult to forecast. So this means a lot of the retailers are absolutely hung up with too much inventory, and they've resorted to some really crazy promotions in order to move those inventory levels. So I don't know whether you've noticed, Jeff, but there's a lot of, you know, buy one, get one free action going on these days, and I know because I have the new black suede boots to prove it. But in terms of retaining customers, that's also the holy grail. And this is probably a little bit of art and a little bit of science still, even today in retail. Obviously, customer retention involves a lot more than just BI. But initiatives like corporate branding, which we're seeing a lot of retailers sort of reexamine, supplier selection, loyalty programs, and promotions are all made better because of BI. So BI is really a business enabler for retailers on multiple fronts.
Okay, so from what you're saying, do things seem to be moving again in retail? And I mean, is there anything that's really stayed consistent? And like, what hasn't changed when it comes to retail BI?
Yeah, and that's a great question. You know, whether you're talking about, you know, doesn't matter what kind of retail you're talking about, general merchandise, specialty retailer, online retailer, you know, one thing that has not changed is a focus on service. And this is historically because so many different retailers carry overlapping merchandise that, you know, service can often be the only true differentiator. So even with what retailers call house brands, where they've got their own products, customers don't necessarily distinguish the retailer. But, you know, if my personal shopper, for example, have a coordinated ensemble ready for me when I walk in the door, it can mean the difference between buying those black suede boots and buying the entire outfit. You can tell I'm really into my new boots, can't you?
Indeed. So what about retail organizations that have deployed BI but feel maybe they're not getting the insights out of it they want? How can organizations, in your opinion, kind of tighten up and improve their BI capabilities?
Yeah, so one of the things, and obviously we write a lot about this on searchdatamanagement.com, but one of the things that a lot of retailers are newly interested in is master data management. Mm-hmm. And there's a really good reason for this. The NRF, the National Retailing Federation, did a study a couple years ago, and it showed that a customer who shops across multiple channels of a retailer is more profitable than a customer that only shops through one channel. So if I go into Williams-Sonoma and I buy a set of kitchen knives and I decide I should have also bought the boning knife for my fish so I can fillet my trout, I hop online and I make that purchase, and Williams-Sonoma loves me because, one, I came back, which is the hallmark of a good customer, and two, I shopped through a lower-cost channel. I actually shopped on their website and didn't go into their store. So the problem is that a lot of retailers still have separate POS systems and other operational systems registering these transactions, and so they don't have a common view of their customer. They do within that channel, so they understand who I am in the context of their e-channel, their online channel, but they don't necessarily know that I'm the same person that came into the store yesterday. And so as a result of that, they can't individualize the customer at the time of the interaction. So by having an MDM hub in the middle of these operational systems reconciling the individual customer's identity, we can go a long way in having more relevant conversations, making more relevant offers, and driving customers to other channels. So I'd say if there was anything new in BI for retailers, it's master data management, because it's just making that data so much better, so much more harmonized, and so much more valuable when it comes to the downstream analytics.
Well, here's a tough one for you. How do you suggest a retail organization with little or no BI experience kind of get started? It can seem like a daunting job. What would be the first steps, in your opinion?
Well, in our experience, most retailers have some sort of BI already. It's very rare to find a retailer that isn't doing some sort of at least basic reporting. It's just that some of them aren't doing it as efficiently as others. So I'd say identify the potential areas of improvement that have to do with BI, whether they're improvements to data governance or requirements gathering or perhaps a new dashboard tool. You know, there's a plethora of new cheaper, more user-friendly technologies out in the market right now. And then quantify the cost savings or the revenue benefits that you'll realize by making those improvements. You know, the thing about retailers, Jeff, is that their margins are so thin these days. So they're, you know, and I have to say this diplomatically, they're cheap. I guess that wasn't very diplomatic, but the point here is that if you're in retail, you have to justify your spend more tightly than a lot of other industries do. So, you know, the key here is one, identify the potential improvements, and then two, you know, make the business case pretty strong.
Well, ultimately, in the end, how do retail organizations really measure the success of their BI operations?
Well, there's a lot of ways that retailers are measuring the value of BI, and, you know, increased inventory turns is one of them, and that's probably the one that's pointed to most often. You know, if we're turning our inventories more, you know, by default we're selling more, and we're not leaving those products on the shelf. But promotions response is another way, and share of wallet is another way. But at the end of the day, it's really about getting the customer to come back into the store or shop in the catalog again or get back on your website. The bottom line, if you're a retailer, is that as long as customers are coming back, Jeff, you're probably doing okay.
All right, great. Well, that's some really good advice. Jill, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure, as usual.